Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, January 22nd. Extreme cold warnings are in place across Bruce and Gray counties with wind chill values near minus 30 early this morning. Let's take a look at the Winter Road Report first, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. No major road closures around the region this morning. Highways 6, 9, 10, 21, and 26 are reported as snow-covered with some bare or packed sections. Fair to good visibility for the most part. County roads in the northern part of the region, snow-packed, otherwise mostly bare. We also have some bus cancellations and school closures to pass along. Brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. All school buses in Bruce and Gray counties canceled today, and a few schools on the Bruce Peninsula closed. Peninsula Shores, Bruce Peninsula District, and St. Edmunds Public all closed today. A woman suffered serious injuries after being struck by a vehicle while shoveling snow in Owen Sound yesterday evening. Owen Sound police say a Mercedes traveling westbound on 8th Street East around 8:30 last night ran into another car that was parked on the side of the road and flung the car forward into a 24-year-old woman who was shoveling snow. She was taken to the Owen Sound Hospital by ambulance and later transferred to London for treatment of injuries police describe as serious. Police say the 29-year-old male driver of the Mercedes was charged with careless driving causing bodily harm. Public works crews in Owen Sound have been out around the clock plowing roads to keep up with the heavy snowfall over the last several days. Lara Whittefield is the city's director of public works.
I just checked our GPS mapping that we've managed to pretty much cover most of the roads at least once in the last 24 hours.
Town of Saugeen Shores officials had three delegations at the annual Rural Ontario Municipal Association Conference in Toronto. Mayor Luke Charbonneau and senior town staff had meetings with the Ministries of Sport, Health, and Infrastructure. A statement from the town says they were working to get provincial support for the new Aquatic and Wellness Center in Port Elgin, as well as advocating for expanded primary care services. On the national news, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada will be ready if U.S. President Donald Trump moves ahead with tariffs.
We have lots we can do together. We will be there to emphasize that we should be doing more together. If there are tariffs, we are ready to respond and defend the Canadian interest.
Trump continues to bring up concerns with the Canada-U.S. border and floated February 1st as a date he could slap a 25% tariff on all Canadian goods flowing south. Ottawa's run out of money for electric vehicle rebates. A program that offered up to $5,000 for EV purchases was supposed to be in place until the end of March, but has exhausted its funding and no new money is being offered. General Motors, Volkswagen, Nissan, and Hyundai say they'll offer rebates of their own for the time being to customers who are in the middle of the sale process. And your Netflix is jumping in price again. The streaming company's plans will all be rising by $2 to $3 a month, with the premium ad-free service now up to $23.99. All right, it's time for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for more gains at the opening bell this morning. Futures up in pre-market trading after yesterday's rally. The Dow closed 537 points higher at 44,025. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced as well around 1%, while the TSX was up 110 points to 25,281. Bitcoin's down around 1% this morning, hovering around 105,000 US. The price of oil's little changed at $75.80 per barrel, while gold's up slightly to $2,770 an ounce. The Canadian dollar is at 69.70 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Montreal moved into a wild card spot with a victory against Tampa. Lane Hutson's 9-game assist streak ties the record for a rookie defenseman. Ottawa holds the other wild card right now, but they were shut out by the Rangers. New York has points in 9 straight. Panthers have won back-to-back games to stay within 3 of the Leafs. Toronto hosts Columbus tonight. Leafs have won 3 straight. Washington continues to be the top team. Capitals beat the Oilers for their 5th consecutive win. Connor McDavid served the first game of his suspension. Buffalo had a third period rally to down Vancouver. PWHL Ottawa shut out Minnesota. The Raptors erased a 21-point deficit versus Orlando to get the dub. And Ichiro Suzuki is the first Japanese player to get elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. CC Sabathia and Billy Wagner also got in. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack are set to play at home against the Barry Colts tonight. It's a 7 o'clock start at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Center. The Attack have won 3 of 5. And in the PJHL, the Hanover Barons host the Wacherton Capitals. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. A few flurries this morning, then mostly cloudy. Snow squalls possible in parts of Bruce County today. A warning continues for the peninsula. Also an extreme cold warning for the region. A high of minus 13, feeling like minus 23. Tonight, flurries and a low of minus 14. And a few flurries tomorrow and a high of minus 6.